Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Journey into the Light. I'm your host, Michael Long. Thanks for being here tonight. As we get ready to start the show, I want to let you know about a few things. If you're new to the show, I want to let you know our show is all about you. It's about giving you help, no matter what the situation is. If you're looking for healing, looking for direction, that's what our show is all about. A show full of peace, love, and light. We have on great guests every night. We're on the air Sunday through Thursday. We start at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and the show goes 4 hours at least every night. You can download the shows on iTunes. Look at the link section on your radio page. And you can also mark the show as a favorite by clicking on the heart icon. And this way you will get updates 1 hour before the show starts, letting you know the time and the guest on for the night. Also, join me on Facebook. We have a new fan page. The link's on the front of the page to join me on Facebook, as our friend page has exceeded 5,000 friends. And I thank everybody for making that happen. So I encourage everybody to join our fan page. Journey in the Light is a show that helps so many people. We've been on the air close to 2 years, and we have done over 8,000 free readings. All you have to do is listen to an episode to see the number of people the show helps. We continue to help people because of our help from sponsors and you, the listener, through contributions. And for us to continue to shine the light for people to come, we ask you to please consider helping the show. Our show has many expenses. This is my full-time job to do this show that I so greatly love to do. One of our expenses through the network, so we can run this many shows, is our branding fee each month is $250. If you can help us with 1 month of sponsorship, it'd be greatly appreciated, or whatever you can help. You can go do that at our website, journeyintothelight.org. Journeyintothelight.org. When you give, you're not just helping the show. You're helping the person that's coming, needing help. They can count on this show being there every single night. And that's who you're helping. And by helping, you always get so much back. So I thank you for considering going to journeyintothelight.org. So let's get this great show started. And I thank you for coming tonight.
came from the misty lake into this world I walked the path of the forests and the trees. I hear the colors of the rain. They call me back and back again. I spoke the words to bear my soul and swam into an ocean grove. My wisdom never stared into the eyes of the only one. I hear the colors of the rain. They call me back and back again. Colors of the rain. They call me back and back again. Back and back again. The feeling of flight from earthly dawn and night, the whispers of the silent forms to see the mystery again. Turn to see yourself in the garden of your eternal dream, to capture each moment in your silver cloud, to reach the answer above and beyond. I hear the colors of the rain. They call me back and back again. I hear the colors of the rain. They call me back and back again. I hear the colors of the rain. They call me back and back again. I hear the colors of the rain.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light. I'm your host, Michael Wong. Thanks for being here tonight. Our very special guest for this two-hour segment is internationally known psychic medium Hans Christian King. I'm on the Jill Show here for the second time and here each Monday. And we'll be taking your calls in a little bit, so we invite you to call in. The number is 347-884-8245. Thank you for liking my music there. Some people in the chat room. Hello, everybody in the Jill Family chat room. Thanks for being here tonight. If you're not in the chat room yet, I welcome you in there. Tonight is a four-hour show. Sharon Pugh, psychic medium, paranormal investigator, will be joining us in the next two-hour segment starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So without further ado, we got all of our introductions out of the way with our new intro that starts the show off. So let's go straight to my guest here, psychic medium Hans Christian King. Hans, are you there?
Yes, I sure am. Good evening, Michael. How are you?
Oh, good evening. Very good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just wonderfully well. Thank you. I had a great day. Looking forward to tomorrow. We're here in Mexico. It is the Day of the Dead. And that's a wonderful festival down here, honoring and celebrating loved ones who have departed. And I'm looking forward to the festivities that go with that.
Is that where you live right now, in Mexico?
I live in Mexico about half the year, yes.
Oh, wonderful. That.
Been here for about 10 years.
Great. Hans, you're new to my show, so I know we have new listeners every night, every show. Especially, want to let everybody get to know you. Can you let everybody know a little bit about yourself here? Let me start off.
Well, I'm one of the oldies. I've been around for a very long time now. This is my 53rd year, basically. I think it's 54 shortly. Years of being in service. I'm called a direct voice medium. In other words, I speak the words of spirit as it is spoken to me almost simultaneously. I have traveled around the world doing this work on a continual basis for about 45 years. And I operate primarily in the United States, Europe, and the Far East. I'm very happy to say that I see the winds and the tides of change coming, and my profession now has gone. I think I told you on the last show I was arrestable in many, many states in the United States to practice. Certainly, you know, many states still have laws against this profession, but so much has changed, and we have TV shows and we have movies now that have come out that are supporting the work, and the people themselves are seeking an alternative. So I lived long enough, hopefully some more time, but to see this really come out of the closet and blossom. But you know, you can't keep truth down. Eventually, it will rise to the top.
Do you ever see a day, Hans, that the veil will be totally lifted and we all will be able to see the spirits on the other side?
Well, yes, I do. I mean, that's what we're growing towards. But we have to get rid of our humanness. You know, the old adage that no two things can stand in the same place at the same time. When we're busy occupying, or using our mind to occupy our illusion and to be in our illusion that we create, because that's all that life is a giant illusion. There's nothing going on in our lives at any time that we did not create normally. And so when you remove the mind chatter, as I refer to it, and you allow spirit to come in and partner with you for the lessons and the value of this life, then the seeing and the hearing. But remember, Michael, everybody is different. I think I said on the last show, no one aspirin cures all headaches. So some people in the electromagnetic construction of their body may not be able to see externally, but they can see internally. The same thing with hearing. Some people may not be able to hear externally, but in England we call it a hearing or a quiet knowing. You can learn to develop that inner awareness that is as accurate as any visual or hearing. And actually, visual and hearing are limited in and of themselves. I mean, we can't hear certain animals and certain fish we can't hear either, because we do not have the equipment to hear that. We can't see certain things because we don't have the visual power to see them. It doesn't mean that they're not there, though. So as we begin to remove ourselves from so much of the human scene and open up the possibilities of, like I say, commingling with spirit, if you will, and we shift our vibrational pattern, which means to raise our vibration, we become far more susceptible to the energies of spirit, and our broadband with spirit is widened a great deal. How's that?
Someone asked, sir. I love your answers. You explained so in detail and so in depth, and I love this interview time we have together. Someone asked in the chat, you're mentioning some states. Is that true? Some states it's still illegal to be a psychic
medium? Oh, yes. Here, to give you an example, it's against the law to do readings in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Absolutely. Yeah. They came in a sting operation to get me. They did with another very well-known reader. And yet you go across the street to Henderson, and it's all perfectly legitimate. So, yes, there are some. I mean, I said to the officers at the time, who are very kind to me, I must tell you. And I said, you know, I noticed that you have 74 back-to-back pages of escorts in your yellow pages. And that's perfectly all right. But a medium or a psychic or an astrologer can't do their work in the same city.
Yeah,
that's... He says, yeah, I know.
Yeah, something's wrong with that picture.
Something is very wrong with that. That doesn't quite work. So, yeah, you know, in many states, still, you require a license to practice. And that's okay. That's all right. I don't have a problem with that. A lot of states and a lot of cities don't want to be involved in any kind of hocus-pocus work. That's how they view it. But if you're above board and you're legitimate, you shouldn't have any trouble anymore in doing your work. In Las Vegas, it was until, I think it still is, you have to have an FBI background check and you have to have an IRS clearance and those types of things. But you can have 74 double pages of escorts, and there's no problem. I don't know why that strikes me as very funny, but it does. Well, you have to ask yourself, Michael, what are they afraid of?
I know.
What are they afraid of? I mean, my goodness me. I mean, wow. So, anyway, that's my little, you know, as I like to say to you, that's one of my soapboxes. I like to get all my soapboxes from time to time.
I enjoy your soapboxes. it's like I live in, Hans, like two different worlds. I do my show, and, you know, the people who come are, you know, so spiritual, and my guests are, but then you go out into the other world, you know, the world you live in, and it seems like, you know, so many people are, you know, like people, I hear so much, you know, that kind of bothers me is, a loved one passes away, and they're like, I'm never going to, my loved one is never going to be around me again. They'll never see my wedding. And that's so
untrue. Oh, my God, that's absolutely untrue. That's completely and absolutely untrue. Those who pass over to the other side are always, always near and dear and around you. I mean, all the time. I mean, they don't go anywhere. They're no more than a thought away from you. So, you know, I like to say you couldn't be alone if you had to. So, no, when you lose someone near and dear to you, those people remain in proximity to you. Now, some people go a little further as you get better because the other side doesn't wish to interfere with your life. That is a standard practice. However, if you ask them, that's the key. That's the one thing that I keep saying to my clients over the years is, for heaven's sakes, if you want them around, talk to them. I mean, the Bible says, knock and the door shall open, ask and ye shall receive. Thoughts are living things, Michael. And when someone has departed, they're in a parallel universe, a parallel world, but they can still hear you. They can still see you. We're the ones who are in the human form, which is the filter for seeing and hearing. So it's easy for them, not so easy for us. Some people are born to it, as you know. But for heaven's sakes, talk to those that you've lost to the other side, because it'll make such a difference for them and such a difference. You see, they never leave us. They never abandon us. We leave and we abandon them.
That's
as our mind chatter works its way into keeping them away from us, because it's too hard to think about them. It's too painful. Well, think about them and watch and see the miracles that can happen.
And, you know, and I feel sorry for those people that are grieving, and they think, you know, that, you know, that the best they say is, well, they'll be here in spirit. It's like, no, they're really there as if they were like before. And it's just, you know, I wish the message would get out more, you know, even though it is getting out at a pretty fast clip, but so many people still.
It is now. I lost my partner of 47 years, several years ago. And people said to me, how can you go on as just the same as I was before? Wherever there is love, there is no absence of love. And so you have to, you simply have to remember. I mean, you put it well a minute ago about trying to live in two worlds. You are living, Michael, in two worlds. You are forced by yourself to live in the world of what we call matter, which is this cumbersome, clumsy thing where you know, they tell you you have to make a living so everybody's in survival. And then there's the world that you close off to. You close your door, you go into your home, into your room, into your sanctuary. It could be a bathtub. Go into your sanctuary, and then you connect again with spirit. My teaching is about teaching you to remain connected with spirit all day long by continually turning over purpose to spirit, by continually saying, I see that there's nothing that I feel I can do about this issue. Please take this and do that which is best for me. By working hand in hand, Michael, with spirit, you no longer feel like there's them and then there's us. You understand? There's, you know, going out into that world. That world is simply a bunch of illusions. I'm crossing through your illusion right now. You're crossing through my illusion. There's no reality. This wasn't dictated by God. This was a dream you had. I'm living a dream I have. We're not being forced to do this. And so through your entire life, you commingle with other people's dreams, if you will. But when you learn not to react to the apparent, tomorrow, a big day in our country, an election. Have you ever, well, you're not that old. I have never seen such carrying on in a midterm election in my life. Have you?
Yeah, well, I'm like 47, but, you know, and I've always loved politics, so I agree with you. I've never seen anything like this, especially for a midterm. And
it's hysterical. And I'm just talking about all this change that these people are going to bring to Washington. No, they're not. They're not going to be able to do anything. They will have to fall in line with their party. And in the end, Mr. Obama has veto power. So nothing will change unless all of those people sit down and say, we need to stop shooting at each other. That's what needs to happen. I just saw an interesting thing. They said that the both parties are encompassing a circle firing squad. They're shooting at each other. I think it's time. You're seeing part of all this dysfunction, I think, Michael, that's going on right now, is about shaking out. I used that term last time, a shaking out of all the old and all the stuff that doesn't work. And it's very painful. There's 50% of the people in the United States want to go back to the way things were. That will never happen. Not ever. So it's time to look at what we can do. But in your case, you know, living and walking in both worlds, just learn that spirit is your source. And it's really, I don't think any of your audience knows the difficulty or how difficult it is to put a show like yours on. But it's difficult, isn't it, Michael?
It is. I agree with you. They don't. And it's very, like you said, very difficult, very, very time-consuming. And to get everybody.
It's very rewarding, also very rewarding, and an enormous service. You do an enormous service.
And that's why I continue to do it, because at the end of the day, the end of the week, you can think back on all the, you know, the people that came forward and the people that got help and the people that let you know that, and that's, you know, and that's what keeps you going doing
work like
this.
Sometimes when, Mike, all radio and TV hosts, have days when they say to themselves, what the heck am I doing this for? Everybody does. Everyone does. It's the nature of the beast. And you'd lie to yourself if you say that doesn't happen to you, because it does.
Right.
It does. But then you get an email from one of your incredible listeners, and they say a few words, and you remind yourself, oh, that's why I'm doing this. You say,
It's funny you say that, Hans, because some time ago, I don't know, a year ago or so, something like that, I was at my end's wit like that, and a lot of problems and so forth, and didn't feel like I was getting anywhere, and I told my wife, I'm quitting, and this is it, and she, for the first time, said, you know, you can't do that, you help so many people, and I still wasn't convinced, I still was going to quit, but that night, I got an email from a listener of all times that night, and she talked about how she lost a loved one, and she was ready to take a bottle of pills and end it all until she found my show, and it changed her life. And I thought, oh, wow, what timing.
You remind me of a lady friend that I knew many, many years ago who was also in service like you and like me. And she had struggled and struggled and struggled, and everything had fallen on her. Her house was being repossessed. Her husband was leaving her. Her son failed at college. She just got into this enormous depression. And this is a very simple, you know, no great ambition. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful medium. I knew her for many years. Her name was Lillian. And she lived in Hull, England. And she gave up, wrote a letter to her family, went in the kitchen, got a pillow, put her head in the oven, and turned the gas off. Turned it off. All of a sudden, the doorbell rings. Now, to hear her talk, she said no one had visited the house in 2 years. And they kept ringing the bell and ringing the bell. And it was, she finally turned the gas off, coughing and hacking. She went to the front door. And it was a registered letter from the society in London asking her to come on board to teach at a very nice salary. Spirit always has your back when you're in service. Always. And I have myself, I'm no prince on this issue, I myself many times have wondered what happened. I've been there 4 or 5 times in my life where everything fell in. Everything, doesn't matter what it was, completely fell in. And through no fault of my own, I'm happy to say. But it's just like the stars couldn't get together. But each time, out of the chaos, came a new beginning and a reason and a purpose. And now, what I do is I simply say, well, it either will or it will not be. I have no expectations of it, and I give it once again to the Spirit, and it always works itself through. But, you know, I heard you speaking earlier today. I mean, it doesn't sound like $200 and some is a lot of money, but it is when you have to keep coming up with the money. If you don't get a sponsorship or you don't get, you know, love offerings, or I don't know quite how you work. But being in our work, we have all kinds of fixed expenses, and those have to get covered. So I'm glad, and I'm hoping that your audience does support that for you.
Yeah, it is a lot when there's a whole lot more, you know, to also expenses.
Oh, yeah.
And like you, this is, you know, my full-time work. There's no way a person could do this show if it was not their full-time work, because I do everything, the bookings, as you know, everything. So.
Yeah, of course. And yeah. I don't see you have a large staff.
No, I am the staff.
Which means, exactly doing what I'm doing. You know what you might want to talk about to your people? I have done this several times, is look for volunteers to help.
Yes,
you'd be amazed how many people. You'd be amazed how many people. I remember I was giving a lecture once at the Mayo Center in Miami, and I don't know, 300, 400, 500 people in the audience. And during the question time, this rather angry young lady stood up and she says, "Do you know how much you charge an hour?" She says, "If you're in Love and Light, why are you charging?" And I said, "Are you going to pay what it costs me to come here to give this lecture? This lecture actually is for free. I'm not making any money here tonight." And she had no idea that I had a staff, office expenses, airplane tickets, car rentals, hotel rentals, food on the road. Nothing. She just thought, oh, that's what he does, and therefore it just happens. No, because people like you and I still have to live in this world. So survival issues, security issues, financial struggle is still all a part of society. What I have learned again, Michael, is I just give it to the Spirit. That's it. So that's what works for me.
Right. People will, you know, ask me, well, why do you ask for donations and stuff? It's like, you know, it'd be great if our mortgage or car payment, they take blessings and love to buy this payment, but it don't
exactly
work that way.
It doesn't work that way.
I
know some of the biggest people out there. I work for some of the biggest people in Hollywood and Fortune 500, and they're all in the same boat. I just saw that the Crystal Palace is filing for bankruptcy in Orange County.
Wow.
They're huge debt because donations are down. All the big centers are heading towards bankruptcy protection because their donations are down. It's expensive to be spiritual if you're in service. It's not free. I'm not saying I don't make a living. I'm not saying you don't make a living. However, sometimes we almost don't get my drift. You know?
Oh, I know. I know that.
You know,
a lot of times we just barely make it.
You have to scurry around and rob from Peter to pay Paul. But I have always known one thing, Michael. If you stay in the light, no matter what it looks like, your wife was right. If you stay in the light, it takes one person to find you who has an abundance of funds and abundance of connections to help you get your truth out there. And that person is not to be found in your kitchen normally. So by doing what you're doing, that's where my possibilities have come from throughout the years. It's people listening, perhaps getting a product and being moved by that product, say, well, you know, I think you should look at this or I think you should look at that. And that has been a big help for me.
Right. And, you know, I mean, and I've had people come step forward, you know, and volunteer and help out in our, you know, chat and so forth. It helps the show run a lot smoother. And my daughter helps, and she's the co-host in the chat room, so she's only 16.
Oh, that's great. And I think if your audience can, you know, sometimes the money is really, really helpful. In fact, all the time it's helpful. But also sometimes some volunteers are helpful to ease some of the stress.
Yes, yes, very much. I was going to ask you, Hans, you talked a little earlier, you know, when you lost your partner and, you know, been together so long and you know, people said, how do you move forward? And, you know, I have so many listeners that, you know, come here because of that. And they have, of course, a very difficult time because someone close to them, say a son or daughter, you know, recently passed, and they have a hard time moving forward. What would you tell them listening tonight? You know,
I would say to them that the consciousness of the soul that they have lost from the human side, the consciousness has indeed survived the death. And that consciousness has a radio link to you. And when you learn the frequency of that link, even though you may not be clairvoyant, you may not be clairaudient, you may not be, well, everybody's clairsentient to some degree. Once you get that they're there, and you begin to ask them to help you do things, the most amazing things begin to happen. However, Michael, if we continue to operate in the, oh my God, they're gone, then that is the energy that continues to visit us, is grief and sadness. In some countries, they celebrate the dying of somebody because their soul has been freed to go back to the other side where it belongs. We don't get to keep anybody on this side. Nobody. Not our relationship, not our children. We will die from them, die away, and they will die away from us as we all head in the same direction. I think I said last week, we're all heading in the same direction, Michael. We're simply in different cars. So the people who have lost a child, for instance, they need to know that spirit, the loved ones they have, hold that child in consciousness, hold that child in love, and as quickly as possible, help move that energy of that person back towards you. That's the key to remember, is that you can get an impression. A lady emailed me the other day, and she said, Hans, after listening to your Wednesday night show, I heard my child say hello. I think it's really important that everybody hear that. Because when you're busy suffering and grieving, it's all right to do so. Absolutely okay. But don't hold that as your only thought. Don't hold that as your only thought. Because wherever there is love, for instance, do you love someone less because they passed away and they're not here? No. Love continues on. It's the driving force of the universe. So the person on the other side loves you just as much as they did. You love them just as much as before they passed. It's our mind that starts to disengage us. It's our mind that causes us this enormous grief and sadness. But for heaven's sakes, the adage that you're not going to see him again, that's not true. You're not going to speak to him, get a hug. That's not true. That's mind chatter. At the appropriate time, you will join your loved ones in the spirit. That is the law of life. We come from the spirit to this dimension, and we return to the spirit.
Thank you for that. I think also, because, as I mentioned last show, I suffered a, great loss. I lost my, both parents at that when I was only 13 and 16. And I think back at 16, how devastating that was, because both of them were gone.
Well, it would be what I refer to, Michael, as a trauma to the soul.
Right. And when I lost my dad, I never could imagine that, at the time, my mom could be taken sometime soon. I thought, well, God is so loving, would never do that to children who are still in school, but yet it happened.
It happened, but what you didn't know, Michael, and you may still not know it today, is you agreed to that contract.
Right. I didn't know at the time.
You did not know at that time. So here again, you would have suffered the perception of a trauma to the soul. It's huge. And you would have suffered that for half your life because you would have had no way of knowing. And gradually, because you're such a sensitive soul, gradually the spirit would have drawn you closer to an understanding of what happened and then take that pain that you suffered and turn it into compassion for others. I don't know if I mentioned this, but some years ago, a friend was returning from India, And the Dalai Lama's Holiness had sent me a beautiful card and a nine-foot prayer scarf, beautiful scarf. And it showed a picture of His Holiness on the front, and it said, "My religion is," and then you open it and what one word, compassion. You have, Michael, a compassionate heart. That's why you're in service. You see? But you still, like everyone, have many questions that you would like answered. That's what you're doing, as far as I'm concerned, with this show, is you're asking many of your own questions through your guests.
True. I mean, it's one of the reasons, you know, other than helping people grieving, is why I started the show, because, you know, as much as I listen to Coast to Coast, people like you are not on every night like I wanted. And I was like,
well,
I was,
you know,
my own show.
I'm afraid I'm not a doom and gloomer. You know, I'm not a doom and gloomer. I don't go there. I don't go there. When I work the big expos around the country, they always put me as the last man on the stage on the right hand side. Then they have all the doom and gloom, all the famous ones, and then they work it all the way down, and finally they get to me. And I just say, "Oh my God, you're okay, kids. Nothing's going to get you. God loves you. You'll be just fine." And I'm, you know, spend about 15 or 20 minutes healing them, and then they all applaud. I don't know why, and I have never known why, it is so much easier to believe doom and gloom. I've never understood that.
I think for some reason it sells. I don't know why it sells, but I think it's why, like...
Well, it comes from our, you know, it may, Michael, come from our old, the perceptions that were handed down to us. If you don't do this, your mortal soul is in jeopardy. I think it's religious based, and I think it comes out of good people, bad people, right people, wrong people. We know you don't, therefore do as we say. And nowhere in the teaching in the Western world that I am aware of, now please, I stand up for correction here, do we simply teach you are enough, you are beautiful, you're a baby angel having a human experience, how can I serve your needs? Nowhere do I see that being done. And if we did that, we'd be a lot happier. We teach our people we're not enough.
Right. A lot of times, sometimes that happens in childhood, you know, people will be... one of our loyal listeners, good friend, you know, was talking about that, you know, when she was, you know,
well,
raised
here,
as her parents, she wasn't good enough.
That's right. And I know that your audience won't believe this, but in the 50-some years I've been in service, I cannot tell you the thousands of times I have heard where parents have said to a child, "You'll never amount to anything."
Yeah.
Or you're not pretty enough, or you're not bright enough, or you're not good enough. And you alone, Michael, losing your parents at that early age, that has to be a rejection of God at some point. Where is this benevolent, loving God, and why did God let this happen? It has to have settled in your subconscious somewhere.
Oh, it definitely did, especially right then. That's why I lost my faith at the time. I thought, you know,
sure,
God is not love. God
why
is,
not?
Is evil. You know, he forgot about me. And all the other kids have parents, you know, where's mine? And, yeah, definitely.
And we cannot change society. We cannot change the United States until we change our perception of our people. We have to have a system in place that lets everyone know they're okay. Because from the day you are born until the time you die, you are constantly reminded you're not good enough. It's been one of my pet peeves and projects for 50 years. You're not good enough. And that is something that absolutely infuriates me. How can you look into the eyes of a child and say to that child, you're not good enough? Or these words, you know, if you ever want to be anything, this is what you have to do. What did you, does anybody understand language? What did you just say to your child when you said, if you want to be anything, you just said you're nothing?
Yeah.
But there's a chance, you could be something if you do this. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And so, I guess I'm a little bit of a strange one on these philosophies, but those are my philosophies. And I'm probably at my age, I'm going to stick to them. But again, I go back to what you're doing. You know, for me, I remember always that service is the coin of spirit. It's the highest thing you can attain. Not money, not fame. I'm on the beach the other day, and I'm with a friend that I have known maybe 10 years. And the friend says to me, oh, he said, I ran into so-and-so, and we got to talking, and I told him that I knew you, and he said, oh, my God, he's very, very famous. Do you know that I have no idea who they're talking about? None. I still don't relate that I'm doing anything. I still don't relate to that. What I do is what you do. And that is, we are servants for spirit in service. That's what we do. And in your case, I think you basically just scratched the surface of how many people you will get to as the time goes by. Your life comes far more in the second half than the first.
Yeah, like that. You're right on there. Why don't we take a call or two, Hans, before we go to our break
sure.
at the top of the hour. And I got a lot of people wanting to speak with you. And always enjoy our conversations, Hans, here. I just love it. Anyway, okay, let's go to the phone lines. We invite you guys to call in. The number is 347-884-8245. And let's go up here and get the first caller in that called. Area code, let's get this line up. 603, you're on the air. Can we get your first name, please, and where you're calling from? Okay.
Hello.
Hang on just a second.
Thank you.
Time. Okay, are you there? Okay. Are you there, area code 603?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. What is your first name and where are you calling from?
I'm in New Hampshire. My name is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi there. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, love. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, thanks. I just wondered if you have any few things I'm struggling right now. I mean, I'm okay, but just struggling a little bit with. And I'm just wondering if you have any messages or any, you know, guidance of anyone coming through.
Yeah, Valerie, they're not, like you're saying, they're not huge struggles. But the energy around you is a bit unsettled. Are you sleeping okay there?
I've never slept okay in my whole life, but
it's an old soul. Old souls don't sleep well, dear. Valerie, the energy's unsettled a little bit, but nothing really bad. I'm going to ask you a really stupid question. Are you sure you know what you want?
Am I sure I know what I want? In life?
Yes.
I have a pretty good idea.
Why do I find ambiguity? Why do I find a need to research or relook at how you're being? Are you're totally comfortable with it?
Well, I'm not comfortable in the position I am in now, but I know
that's
where
what I'm saying there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not really thrilled with, you know.
No, because something, the energy that supports you in the now, okay,
mm-hmm.
is causing you to doubt about if you're ever going to be able to do it the way you want to do it. However, I think, from what Spirit is saying to me, I think within the next year, the year starting for you in February, you could redefine how you want to be. What you're doing now won't work anymore. Are you aware of that? You can maintain it, but it won't make you happy.
Okay.
Okay. So, by the way, did you ever write?
Actually, I did once upon a time. I used to write quite a bit, and I haven't done it in a long time, but there's a couple things that I'd like to start doing, writing
a book. Here's what I'm hearing.
And writing a book.
Right. Here's what I'm hearing. That you're off center. That's why that energy I was talking about is askew. That's why I'm saying to you, are you sure you know what you want? Because this is what I'm getting here. Spirit says your soul wants to serve. It wants to make a difference. But here's the catch. It also has something to say. Why have you not written before?
I don't know exactly how to start a book.
You start, honey, by sitting down with a computer and being very still and having nothing to say. Never sit down with something to say, because in your case, Spirit will write the book through you and with you, because they already know what needs to be written.
Right.
So you see what I'm saying? If you leave it to your mind will create a blank, nothing, and fear. If you sit down with nothing to say and say, I'm available for that which comes through, watch and see the difference. I've had clients, Angel, who have written chapters and do not remember writing one word.
Wow.
That's what I think can happen to you, Valerie. Absolutely.
Okay.
There's far more in you that you know.
I get that. I mean, yes, I do. And I always said since I was like 10, one day I'm going to write the number one best-selling book. And
I have no doubt about that, love. A quick question, dear. Are you smoking?
I do smoke, yes.
Yes, because the Spirit says to me, there's some damage to your lungs. And they're saying, maybe you might want to have a look at it before it gets too late.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And by the way, did you lose a child to the spirit world?
No, never.
Well, there's a little boy in the spirit. Who does that belong to? You didn't have a miscarriage. You didn't have an abortion, right?
No. No.
But who's the little boy? Do you have any idea, dear? Because he seems very close to you.
He's in the spirit world, though?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
This is
somebody. Oh, I believe you, dear. But this is somebody who's acting. This is like a little angel guide. He's very, very sweet. His name is David. And you know
I had a friend named David, and I mean, he's passed, but he's, you know, 40. Well, 41 he would have been, but
he's in spirit,
friends.
Is that right?
Yeah, he is. But I mean, he's 40.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, his name is David. He presented himself as this little boy. Did you know him for a long? Did you know him for a long time?
I knew him for about 25 years.
There you are.
I hadn't seen him in a very long time. We had lost touch, and he had passed.
Yeah, he wants to say hello and to be remembered to you.
Oh, I remember him all the time.
Okay, and he says he found out that he was a child of yours.
Oh. And
so that's why I was picking up the baby aspect. But he's given us the name, wants to say hello, and he says he'd like to help you write the book. All right?
Really?
Yeah.
That would be fantastic, and I would welcome
you. You know,
I want
you to do yourself thank you for that. You know what I want you to do, Angel? I want you to give him the task of helping you quit smoking. Will you try that for me, please? All right.
I will.
I will. I know sometimes, you know, people don't have a clue as to how hard it is to stop smoking.
I've said
for many years, Valerie, I think it's harder to stop smoking than cocaine and booze. I do.
Yeah.
I've always thought, okay, well, I'll let you go, but thank you for calling, and I look forward to being the person who purchases your first book.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and I really appreciate that, and I'll make
thank
sure
you.
When I meet you, I sign it, it will be known that you were the one who helped to inspire me to write it.
Well, get going, girl.
All right. Hey, blessings to you and blessings, Michael.
Same to you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Good night.
A sweet song.
Yes, very sweet. Hans, at your website, people can go there for private readings, of course, to sign up. And then do you want to talk about a little bit of the classes that you offer and people can take online?
Well, yeah, we have classes. Very happy about this. We have downloadable classes online now, and we have Intuitive Development 1, 2, and 3, and we have free intros, one-hour intros to the various classes and the various things that we offer. And you can go on. In fact, last time, quite a few of your people downloaded those, just to let you know.
Oh,
okay.
Great.
So it kind of helps you to understand what it is we're doing, and then you look at what it is that you're trying to accomplish to see whether, you know, they sort of mesh together. But right now, I'm enormously pleased with how that's coming about.
Okay, and that's HansKing.com, is that right?
That's HansKing.com or 800-406-9027. That's my 800 number. You can email Eddie at Hans King, or if you call the number, he will either answer the phone or get back to you. For those of you who are interested in automatic writing classes, Alfred is doing that work for us. Phenomenal work. Very, very, very wonderful praise from all over the world on that. They can also participate in our Wednesday night spiritual circle, which I'm very happy with. It's one of the best things I've ever gotten to participate, just like you do. And we're now out to 45 countries. I'm very proud of that.
Wow, great. Okay, so the number of people to call is 800-806-9027.
No.
Is that right?
No, it's 800-406-9027.
Okay, God.
And you know, when they join the spiritual circle, they also get questions asked every month. Answered. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Okay, well, great. A lot of people want to check that out. And so let's take a break here at the top of the hour, and we'll come back with Hans and the rest of the callers here. I know you guys are holding patiently. And we will go to you here right after this break. And if you're not called in, I welcome you to call in. We're going to take that break then, and we'll come back here right after this. You're listening to Journey into the Light, and I'm your host, Michael Long.
What is your contract, this incarnation? What does your soul want to achieve? What is your destiny, and what should you be doing? What is going on in your life currently? Schedule a private taped reading by Bonnie Wilde and find out. 408-260-1801. 408-260-1801. Or visit numerologywithatwist.com. numerologywithatwist.com.
Oh, how long have I been in that storm? So overwhelmed by the shapeless fall. Water's getting harder to tread. With these waves crashing over my head, if I could just see you, everything would be alright. If I'd see you, this darkness would turn to light. And I will walk on water, and you will catch me if I fall. And I will get lost into your eyes. I know everything will be alright. I know everything is alright. Bring me out here to drown. So why am I 10 feet under and upside down? Barely surviving has become my purpose. 'Cause I'm so used to living underneath the surface. If I could just see you, everything would be alright. If I'd see you, this darkness would turn to light. And I will walk on water, and you will catch me if I fall. And I will get lost into your eyes. I know everything will be alright. And
everybody, to Journey into the Light. I'm your host, Michael Long. Thanks for being here tonight. My very special guest tonight appears each Monday, psychic medium Hans Christian King. We've been talking here and taking a call or two here in the first hour. We got another hour left. We invite your phone calls, 347-884-8245. And just to let you guys know that we when we have a lot of callers like we do now, 15 on hold, we always open up our VIP line here on Chill. And what that is if you go to our website and you're able to contribute to our show, my thank you to you to keeping this show on the air is putting you next on the phone here with my guest. So you can go to journeyinthelight.com, journeyintothelight.com. I said that all wrong. Journeyintothelight.org. One last time, journeyintothelight.org. Just put your phone number in there as you do the checkout, and I will see that and go to the switchboard what number you're at and pull you up next. It's that simple. Okay, with that all said, let me go back here to my switchboard and bring in our very special guest tonight, Hans Christian King. Hans, are you there?
I sure am, my friend.
Okay, well, welcome back, and
thank you.
Forward to our next hour together. And let's pull up another caller here. This is from Florida, and Christy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Hans. Michael,
hi, Christy. How can I help you?
First I wanted to say, Michael, that song gets me every time. I was okay. That's okay.
I forgot you were on hold. I shouldn't have played it.
No, it's okay. I could put it down. Hans, I was calling about my son. I wanted to see if you could connect with him in spirit.
How long has your son been gone, sweetheart?
Since April. April 7th this year.
Okay. First of all, right away I'm writing on my pad. What happened to him? Was this a quick thing? What happened to your boy?
Yes, it was very quick. He was in a car accident.
Yeah,
a single vehicle.
Getting very quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think he was here and then he was there. You know, he never suffered a trauma to the soul in that accident. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, that's a good thing. And he's already, although it's a little early, he's already been back to visit you from what I'm getting. Have you seen him yet?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
Okay. It would occur primarily in the dream time.
Hmm.
Upon sometimes awakening or just getting off, you know, that little gray place that we get to. Oftentimes, now you have gone back to the other side because you do that every night and see him. He's doing all right there. He's still a little, if you will, a little bit dazed. But Spirit is helping him to understand what happened, and they're showing him what his Dharma was about. And of course, he also feels and sees your pain. So your loss to him is as great as his loss of you, you see. So one of the things, again, that I point out, he will find his peace. He will find his bliss. Make no mistake of that. But here again, I'm going to ask you to, as soon as possible, to re-engage your child in your life. Are you talking to him on a daily basis?
Oh, yes, I talk to him constantly, and I journal all the time. I've made a memorial garden.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Those are things that will help him. Now, some people believe, my friend, that if you try to hold them or they won't move on, or that's bad. No, that's an old wives' tale. Your son will want to be in your life. He's just only recently passed. It's normally a year child to a year and a half before any medium can get very hard evidence like the name of the person, that type of thing. So what I'm saying to you is get the book Sunrise from Grace Cook. It will really help you.
Okay.
I'm going to ask Spirit as a special favor, if you will, to increase your electrovibration, your vibrational pattern, to allow for some immediate hits from him. Now, when I say watch for them, I don't mean walk around the house looking for them. No. But watch for things that he can do. And in the beginning, it will be like this. You put your car keys over here, you run to the little girl's room when you get home, and you come back and your car keys are over there. Just little things. You turn the light off, you come back in the room, the light is on. Watch for those things, sweetheart, to begin to happen, and they will. How old was your boy when he left?
He had just turned 19 years old.
Okay. So that for him, again, that would have appeared as a trauma to the soul, but he didn't suffer that.
Okay.
He did not suffer the trauma. That's the best news I can give you this evening. So that didn't happen. I would say to you, within the next 3 months, and hopefully you can call back if I'm This is Michael's still going to have me on the show. I just don't know. I talk so much. We'll see what we can do. Right now, the key for your son's happiness, I know this is emotional blackmail, is continue to talk to him, and above all, give him things to do so he feels that he can still interact in your daily life. And they will show him the ropes and show him how to impact or influence your life. So that
okay. All right.
All right,
and I'm
Keep your chin up. Remember, you're going to see him again.
All right. Can you just tell me the name of the book again? Sunrise?
Yes. It's called Sunrise.
Okay.
The author's name is Grace Cook.
Okay.
It is from her White Eagle publications. All right.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you very much. I really like listening to you. I'm so glad you're on Mondays.
Oh, listen, you guys are wonderful. Wonderful addition to my life.
And yours to ours. Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Okay, God bless, Christy. You see, Michael, absolutely nobody could understand her pain. Nobody.
Yeah.
Because nobody had her child. People lose people. But for each one of us, nobody had that person in their life the way we had that person in our life. So that's why the Spirit is so gentle and so kind with people. The good thing here is the boy did not suffer a trauma to the soul. That's just tremendous. Because often in the accident things with young people, they do, and sometimes they can get very depressed or a little angry. I didn't find that with this boy at all.
You know, it was great you were able to connect with him. And, you know, I've heard some other mediums come on and they say, well, if the loss is so current, they can't connect with that soul. Is that true or any such way?
Sometimes, if the impact, the first 72 hours, mediums can normally pick up. After that, again, it's about a year to a year and a half for most people. In her case, I was able to talk to his people on the other side and get the answers that she needed.
Okay.
So now, sometimes, Michael, you'll have a soul that's very aggressive. By aggressive, I mean they really want to let this side know that they survived.
Yes.
And I think I may have explained that with a 14-year-old I lost in Florida, who took a very long time, national headlines. She passed away. She was writing books and all this. And when she passed away, my computer in my office turned itself on and brought up her face and did the same thing with her parents. I mean, that's remarkable. But they can manipulate electronic stuff. So this woman now, she'll know now to watch for the sign. And when she gets her first sign, her whole life will begin to change.
We here at the show had the same thing happen. I got my studio in my house, and you know, as many calls I take, I had someone, a friend of mine also from the show, that went ahead and her brother was killed tragically and so forth, and she was trying to connect with a medium I had on, and the connection just wasn't made. And after the show, up in my daughter's room, she experienced, you know, all kinds of effects all night. Like, for example, the TV was turning on and off by itself four different times.
That's a big one. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It wouldn't turn
off. I think it's wonderful. I think it's absolutely wonderful. By the way, there is somebody in the spirit who says his name is Randy. I don't normally say this on these shows, but he belongs to someone. And I believe it's Randy or Andy or someone who's passed away wants to be recognized. And I have no idea by who. I'm so sorry. But anyway, perhaps it'll show up as the show goes on.
Yeah, a lot of times that does. Okay, great. So let's go next to California and bring in Robin. Robin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. I have an interesting experience. Mine is not on the other side. I started getting on the internet about a couple of months ago, and I was just curious. I clicked on someone who was famous, and there was like a strong physical, I feel, spiritual connection. And since I've been clicking on this man, very handsome and everything, been throwing like cues at me. Some of it I get it, some of it I don't, because it's like a bit of confusion. And I'm just wondering, what was he in my past life? And also, will there be a connection? Like, will we, he start calling me on the phone, or what's going
on
with
you? Well, you did what we call soul crossing, my friend. And when that occurs, two people who have known each other in their previous life tend to cross each other's path. Now, sometimes it's just for the blink of an eye. And you know, you kind of say, oh, gee, I feel I know that person. I don't know how, but I feel I do. And sometimes it's for a while, and sometimes it's for a very long time. In this case, it's kind of between a blink and a while. I believe that you may hear from this person again. But you have been old soulmate lovers before, no doubt whatsoever. And I see you in an area near Canterbury, England. Okay? And in that particular time, you were also, you were still the girl and he was still the man. So there is some kind of a pretty interesting connection about that. And I'm not certain it's over there at all.
So is he, because when, you know, my birthday's this week, I'm a Scorpio, and he's a Virgo, and I noticed that I know computers pretty well, like the technical stuff, so I can tell who's on the phone without them knowing that I know that. So I noticed that I was on the computer for about from 9 p.m. Pacific time to about 2 o'clock in the morning, because people were like wishing me happy birthday lots. And I could tell that he was on. Just, I mean, it's like he wasn't on when I clicked on, and then all of a sudden he popped up, and he stayed on as long as I stayed up, and I'm like, my God. And I couldn't understand it, and every comment that I made, he was like following it.
That's because you're old soulmate lovers, and he recognizes something.
Oh.
So,
now,
yeah.
That's good. Now, will we be able to connect? Because there is interest. I feel that I'm very much so creative. I'm into the music and the art, but I'm also a healer. So, I just feel like he needs healing on some level.
I think his heart is unsettled there. His heart is unsettled. There's been some kind of a tragedy regarding love. Okay? I don't know what it is, but his sense of safety and his trust mechanism seems to have been violated by something. This is one of those things that I would hand over to Spirit.
Okay. Is he, now I have a cousin who kind of interfered in the situation, and I had to get her off the computer, not only with him, but other men who have clicked on, as friends. And I was wondering if you could take a look at that.
I'm not certain, dear, what the question is.
Okay, my cousin, I took her off my page because she was clicking, you know, on different men that were my friend, and including him. And
That's inappropriate behavior.
So period. I clicked her off. So is there any way she's still contacting him?
No, not that I know of. I wouldn't be concerned about any of that. The only thing that I say to folks, is this on your Facebook?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You must be very careful, Angel, on Facebook, because
your information is going out to people you would never want it to go to. And so you have to be careful, because what happens is that other people, maybe not as spiritual as you, can mm-hmm. interfere with your computer and interfere with what you're trying to do. So in this case, no, she's not interfering.
Okay. And I have one last question with the same man. Will we be able to, communicate on the phone?
Not just yet. Not just yet. But I said something that Spirit said to me. They said, this is not over yet.
I
so as far as they are concerned, there's another level that this could go to.
So this is, it's a good thing? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Now, do you see that I'm bringing healing to him? I know that I'm a giver, I'm a healer. I was told that I was also, I can see spirits, I can smell them,
mm-hmm.
I can hear them sometimes. I've noticed that I don't know if this is his spirit in my room. I do have a boyfriend, whereas I thought I saw his presence in, our, bedroom. I was wondering, did you pick up on that?
Sweetheart, you have to ask yourself a question, okay? You have to ask yourself what your intention is. Because your energy is extremely scattered for spiritual clarity.
Okay.
If you have a boyfriend, why are you on the internet looking at other men?
Well, because...
It's not a judgment, sweetie. It's not a judgment. But what it can do is to cause you to, for your energy to get a bit fractured. You understand?
Oh, I see.
Okay, and that's kind of what's happening here. Here you have a boyfriend, but you're on the internet looking at other men, and then your cousin is coming in and she's interfering, and then you're taking people off. What I would suggest you do, because you're a lovely child, I would suggest you pull completely back from everything for just a moment and go inside and sit down with yourself, inside of yourself, and say, what is it I am truly seeking? What is
okay.
it that I want?
Okay.
And I think when you answer that question, the energy that you need to accomplish what you would like to accomplish will come about just very, very quickly. You're a very old soul. You're a natural-born intuitive healer, but
yeah.
you are what we call in England and our schools there a tad bit scatty. Not that you're crazy, but your energy is scattered. Okay?
Yeah.
It's too scattered, and therefore you can't, Angel, focus, you see. So pull yourself back inside of yourself for just a moment.
Okay.
Be very I want you to read a book, sweetie. It's called Spiritual Unfoldment 1. Okay. It's a spiritual book. It's called Spiritual Unfoldment 1. It's also by Grace Cook from her White Eagle publishing stuff. I think it will help you a great deal. All right.
Okay.
Get yourself
okay.
unscattered, and the focus will be there for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, my friend. Absolutely so welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for that call.
you see how people, you see what humanness does to us sometimes, Michael?
Yes.
And then people say, but why am I not in closer contact with spirit? Because you can't hear them, because everything else that you're doing is actually interfering with them.
Right, exactly. Let's go to North Carolina and bring in Tina. Tina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. How are you tonight, Hans?
I'm wonderful. Tina, where are in North Carolina are you?
I'm in Hickory.
Hickory. I was in Asheville for 23 years.
Oh, then you're not far from where I am. I'm at the foothills.
Yeah, yeah.
Of
I was
Asheville.
Up in the mountains.
Uh-huh. It's beautiful up there.
It is indeed. How can I help you this evening?
Well, I took Reiki, and I heal. But everything, I have so many dreams, and they say that I am a psychic and a medium, but I don't hear my guides, and instead of me seeing the present, I see the past. I'm going back to old civilization and running through there. And I have many plans. I want to go on with the Reiki. I want to go on with the medium and the psychic and take courses. And I'm all ready to go, but I'm waiting on one person. And I don't know if I'm not a young person. I'm 67. And God.
Hey, wait a minute, young lady. I'm 67. I'm the youngest kid I know.
Oh, I know, but I mean, you had your gift. The Lord just gave me mine when I was praying one night.
Rita, I remember a lady who was 68 years of age. Her name was Virginia, and she was out of Prescott, Arizona. She went into the service at 68 years old. She is still in service 20 years later and as busy as a one-armed man in a cranberry patch.
Well,
age
has
nothing to do with it.
No, I just want to serve the Lord. That's the only thing I want to do. And before I get called
okay,
to
this
go
is
home.
What you are. Right, this is what you are. They said you would be better to head toward being a past life regression therapist. Okay? In other words, you can bring healing to people when you show them the continuity of their lives. Go into the past, see what they've been working on, see where they were, what was going on for them. You were born clairsentient, and you have some clairvoyant tendencies, and you are possessed of healing energy already. You didn't even need to take the Reiki course, although I highly recommend that.
Correct. I've taken Reiki
but
1.
But you're allowing your human mind chatter to interfere with your possibilities there.
Oh, well, how do I get rid of that?
Well, you might start by not giving any more power to it and telling it to go away. I know that sounds crazy.
Yeah, but
But it's interfering with your ability to serve.
As I'm waiting on to do things, you know, I'm waiting for this one girl to finish me up with Reiki. And then I was going to finish the healing.
I'm glad
and then
that you took that. Okay, I'm
I
glad
took
that you
one.
Took that.
I took Reiki 1, but I wanted to go on and get my master's, but I'm waiting for this one girl because she's really, really good, and there's a hold up there. She's pregnant, not feeling good, and everything's like, you know, just stopped. And
you
not
know
only,
who I think you should talk to? There's a lady up in Asheville, North Carolina. She's a tremendous healer. I've used her for many, many years. She's a friend of mine. Her name is Hilda Miles. Did you talk to Hilda?
No, but I talked to Cheryl McGill. Have you ever heard of her?
Oh, yes. But this is something that I feel might be of some help to you. First of all, you have to stop wanting to be in service. Because what you say, when you're saying, I want to be in service, it means you're not. What you have to do is from this day forward, I am in service. And that I need to sustain that service is in the process of being drawn to me.
Well, okay. I am in service. I will say that. I don't know why
you
I said
are.
That.
Yeah, because you already are in service. And no one person, Angel, no one person is worth waiting for if it interferes with your ability to serve.
Okay, so go on with the Reiki.
Get on with it, absolutely.
Right.
Because Spirit is about to present you with a series of four doors. And those four doors will open all that you need to see. I'm going to tell you something right now. You could become rather well known for what you do.
I will be?
Okay. Yes.
I'm going to be well known?
Mm-hmm. But you're a doubting Thomas.
No, I'm not going to doubt. I just want to get it all together. You know what I mean? I'm kind of excited.
Yes, but you already are all together. It's your consciousness that's scattering you.
Well,
what did Yoda say? Yoda said, have you all you need to know? In other words, you already have everything you need.
But I don't.
You just need opportunity.
I just don't see I used to see the Roman Empire. I've seen people clear rocks back in the old days with the old wooden wheelbarrow.
Yes, but that was. Now, your humanness is taking over your mind, and your mind chatter is interfering.
Is that why I stopped seeing stuff?
Yes, ma'am. You still have everything that you need. That's what they're telling me.
I still have everything I need?
Absolutely. I have to give people terrible news. I don't have any terrible news to give you today.
Okay. So I'm okay then. I know
yes,
I can read.
It's your
I can
mind
read.
Chatter that's telling you you're not.
Okay, because I've been reading, I've been doing angel cards, and I've been working on sending masters to help me.
Okay, I want to tell you something. I want you to do something. You must never, ever, child, read for yourself. You will have a fool for a client. Okay?
Oh, I know. I don't read for myself. I just do it for my family because I just wouldn't dare read for anybody else. I don't think I'm really ready. You know?
No, you're incorrect on that. And you don't
I am ready to read for other people?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And until you start doing that, that's where the scary, you know, when I teach classes, for instance, I taught over at the Gopi University in Los Angeles, and the last day I give them notice before the last day because on the last day I open the class up to the public. And people just simply come in by the tons for free readings. And
but I have to get
students,
my little book out to interpret it.
No, you don't. See, that's where you're failing yourself. No, you do not. I said to you, young woman, you're a natural-born intuitive healer. No, ma'am, you do not need any little book to tell you anything.
And
you need to have faith.
Okay. And when I do my Reiki, I just ask my ascending masters to be with me. Is that what I ask? Okay.
That's right. You leave
and let the
open.
Energy flow through them.
That's
through
correct.
Through me, from them. Okay.
That's correct.
And I was going to ask you about my finances.
Well, if you really don't have a financial problem there. You have the appearance of one. No. You have the appearance
really?
Of one. Yes, ma'am. You will never, not ever, but ever be a bag lady. It's not in your dharma.
Well, I hope not.
No, hope is not a good word, honey. Hope means I doubt, I don't know.
I know. Whatever you put out in the universe comes back.
Exactly what comes back. So stop asking the question and start making the statement, because I'm fine and I will always do well, period.
All right. And I was going to say that second call you had about her son coming to her. Well, I lost my husband 5 years ago. And he still comes to me. He was a jokester, so he'll turn on my car lights outside, you know, at dark.
Oh, yeah.
He's always here. And the other day he was visiting my daughter, and he turned the radio on, and it was off. And she said, "Oh, Mom, that's not funny." And I said, "That's your dad. He's come around. He goes around like a merry-go-round to all of us."
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah. Well, then
thank you for your call, Angel.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Huh.
Okay, let's see where we're going next here, Hans. Someone wanted me to ask you, Hans, the previous caller, you said you recommended a book. They want to know what that name was again, that book?
Spiritual Unfoldment. One. It's a series, so this I only want her to read one. So Spiritual Unfoldment number one from Grace Cook. That's from her White Eagle series.
Okay.
I believe you can get it at Amazon.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. And I want to let everybody know that's calling in. Please leave your question just to one question, please, so we can help as many as possible. Greatly appreciate that. Let's go to Ohio and bring in Brenda. Brenda, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, hi. Thank you. Hans?
Yes, Brenda, how can I help you?
Well, I would like to know if there's anything specific from my spirit guides that they need.
Are you in service there? Are you in service? Because they say to me, increase the volume of service. Are you in service now?
Not really.
Okay, do you know that that's where you're supposed to be in?
No.
You don't know you're supposed to be helping other people.
Oh, I help other people.
That's what service is there. Okay. Are you sure you're doing what you want to do in service is the key?
No.
That's exactly what I'm saying to you. I do not feel that you have found the level of service that would be best for you. Now, how old are you now, love? Because they're saying the next 3 years. So how old are you now?
58.
Oh, you're just a pup. Okay. Well, you are, actually. Age is irrelevant to spirit. Totally irrelevant. All the spirit sees in you is the little girl. I feel that you are slightly disconnected from your true purpose. However, I find that that true purpose is something that will be drawing itself to you in the not-too-distant future. Now, they're saying within 3 years, you will see quite a change. There, I see things being put in boxes. Are you moving something?
No.
Mm-hmm. Watch the next 8 to 12 months. There's good news regarding something that you put things in boxes. Don't know what it is yet. However, your life, I get a bit of a roller coaster and a bit of a void. Have you felt like a bit of a roller coaster or being in a void?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going up and down and then nothing happens. I'm up and down and nothing happens. You're in what I refer to as the void, or a time between two cycles of energy. And often in the void, there is a sense of more going from you than coming towards you. So in your case, the void is about to come to an end. So that's the good news. Now here's the difficult news. Do you know what you truly want?
Honestly, no.
That's right. And I needed you to say that. That's why nothing is coming your way. I need you, child, to sit down with yourself, a cup of coffee or a martini, I don't care. And I want you to make a list, please, of all the things you don't want in your life anymore. And I want you to be brutally honest. No one, not even me, no one's going to see that. Then I want
okay.
you to work that a complete list, Angel. And it can be relationships, jobs, children, weight, anything. Then I want you to make a list of the things that you would like to see in your life. What you're going to notice is there's far more of what you don't want than you do want. And currently you're spending about 75% of your life doing what you don't want to do. Therefore,
true.
There's no space. There's no space, Angel, for who you are and what you would like to come in. So by making the list, I'm not saying, child, that you can change everything overnight, but you can, in fact, begin the process of erasing the various energies for the various things that you are doing. And when you do that, you begin to create a blank space. And your new life comes to you in the blank space, not in the space that's already occupied. You see?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So by letting go of what doesn't work, and oh, my God, girl, it's really simple to sit down and write it down. Boy, is it ever something else to do. So talk is cheap on this one. But you can do it.
Okay.
You can do it. Okay? Absolutely, you can do it. So you need to begin. That's the key here. You need to begin. You need to let go of what doesn't work anymore so that you can clear the space
for what's about to come in. What's
Sounds
all this
good.
Loneliness, sweetheart? What's all this loneliness?
I isolate.
Yes, ma'am. Ooh, it's terrible. How do you expect to be happy if you isolate?
I
There's
don't.
A whole you that needs to come out and bloom. You remind me of a very interesting seed that I want to go put in a pot and water. Because she thinks she's the seed. So she has this shell, and she's encapsulated inside the shell. And little does she know that out of that dark, dark place, first the dark place of the shell, then the scary part of breaking through and coming into still more darkness, as she heads up and out, little does she know the flower she becomes. And that, Angel, is what needs to happen to you.
Okay.
Because there's a whole part of you you've not even touched. Dear, what's this with your mother, dear?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you know your mother loves you?
Yes.
Why am I asking that question, do you suppose?
Because I doubt it.
There you are. I went and had a peek see at your childhood, and I'm having a hard time finding one. Did you have a childhood?
Yes. I don't remember much of it.
That's what I'm trying to say, baby. I know the feeling. Okay. But I can never find anything that reinforced who you are as a spirit in human form. I can't find it. You basically raised yourself up. You're a miracle, but you're still functioning. But maybe it's time to come out of the shell. The sun is warm, nice breeze blowing, and maybe it's time to move out into a safer place than the one you've been providing yourself with. Can you think about that for me?
Will do.
I want you to read a book by Alan Cohen. The book is called The Dragon Doesn't Live Here Anymore. I think it will be of tremendous help to you.
Okay.
And I want you
by?
To remember, it's Alan Cohen.
Okay.
He's just an angel. I did a couple of workshops with him. It's really important for you to remember what Dr. James Allen said. They themselves are makers of themselves. There is far more to you, my love, than you have ever given yourself credit for. There's a whole new life coming for you. I can see it. This is not a pep talk. This is what I am saying. Let go and let spirit and God help you, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, hang in there, girl.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you for your call there. Appreciate that.
How's our chat room doing this evening? Anybody
else? Well, we're 51 people as we speak. Very high number for the chat room. So a lot of
Good.
People coming to hear you.
I think they come to hear us both. How's that?
Well, I don't know. 60-40, you? Hans, I know, you know, each hour we go into new listeners come in. I would like you, if you would go ahead, if you did a little bit ago, talk about the classes they'll find online on your website.
Well, what they're going to find is intuitive development 1, 2, and 3. We have classes that teach you about spiritual awareness, self-esteem. We have classes that teach you automatic writing. We have classes on abundance and how to create a safe place for your abundance. And we have classes on pretty much broad spectrum of all spiritual matters. They are things that you can download. For instance, on the classes that are 3 levels, you can download the first level. You don't have to take all, buy all 3. You can
you know, you can do it as you go. But almost on all of those, we have a primer for about an hour telling you what is in the class, what you can expect from the class, and that's free. And I think that's a big help for a lot of people because, it's, in other words, you're not buying a pig in a poke. You're getting an actual. One of the ones that's become that's very exciting to me is the automatic writing classes. Those have really taken off and are doing very well. And I believe we have an automatic writing class on download as well. I'm probably going to get yelled at after this because I'm not certain on that. But I believe that we do. And then we have live classes. In other words, I teach live on Skype. Alfred teaches his work, automatic writing classes. I'm about to start teaching healing classes with Eddie Gustafson, who is happy to join us, a tremendous healer out of Palm Springs, California. And we're going to be having those and having those downloadable. So there's a lot of things that people can download. You know, this is really scary for me, Michael, because I'm used to having everything in hardcover, if you know what I mean. And
yes.
So suddenly now it's all on the Internet. You download something and there it is.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, did you ever think you see this day come with everything on the Internet?
I never did. We got a request from a lady in Singapore last week. And she went online and she got a whole basket, shopping cart full of stuff. And I'm thinking, my goodness, this is going to cost her a fortune to send all this to Singapore. And then it was pointed out to me that all she had to do was press a couple of buttons with a couple of codes, and boom, she could download it onto her own CDs, and boom, it would be there, and she could start downloading in 10 minutes.
So,
no, I never, yes. To answer your question, I never would have believed any of it. I would never believe that I would sit in front of a great big Apple computer and talk to people all over the world, Michael. Never entered my mind, or teach a class that way. I'm teaching people in Iraq and in Russia and China and Fiji. You know, I mean, I don't know actually who did invent the Internet. I'm not certain it was Al Gore, but I whoever did, or whatever group of people, I'm telling you what, this has been amazing.
I mean,
look at yourself. Look to how many states you're going, states and countries you're going to.
Yeah,
I wouldn't believe such a thing.
Yeah, and from a studio in your home, I never would have thought so either. I thought you'd have to be in a...
I did a show with Craig Shoemaker, the comedian. And I think I told you this, I'm not certain. But his show was out of his comedy store on Ventura Boulevard in Los Angeles. I was the guest every Tuesday from my home in Puerto Vallarta. And the show was broadcast out of Charlotte, North Carolina, to five states. Now, if that isn't God at work, I don't know what is.
Yeah. let's try to squeeze in one more caller here.
Sure.
I'm running out, unfortunately, but Hans will be back next Monday, so keep that on your minds each Monday. Let's go to a Skype caller in Canada. I believe this is Catherine. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Hans. Hi.
Hi, Catherine.
Michael. How are you?
Hi.
I'm calling you because I have a question. I'm just feeling that I waste my time, and so I'm not so sure about my future, about career, and also I have a lot of, I'm very scared, a lot of scare, not to be able to see my parents before they pass away. So... I would appreciate if you can tell me something about that.
Okay. Michael, could you help me with some of that question from her?
Didn't get quite all of it either. Can you repeat it one more time here? You're breaking up.
Yes.
On my end.
You're breaking up a little bit, sweetheart.
I would say about my career, and I'm feeling that I waste my time. And
You're wasting your time. Yes, but here's the problem, love. The timing for your new career has not arrived yet. So you're feeling the energy of it leaving, but the new one hasn't begun yet. So right now, just sort of bide your time. Know that it's about to change. By April of this coming year, it will have already changed. All right? So the feeling that you're feeling that you're wasting your time is true, but there's not much you can do for a little while longer, and then suddenly it changes instantly.
But in which direction? In which direction I will...
You have to decide that. Spirit will not tell you what to do. You have to, Angel, tell them what you would like the experience of, and they will move you towards that direction. Okay?
And my other question is, I'm very scared not to be able to see my parents before they pass away. So because
and why are you afraid of that? The opportunity is not available.
No, because they are far, and my financial situation is not very easy, you know. So
I believe. Okay, this is what I want you to do, Angel. I want you to tell Spirit that you would like the experience of seeing your parents before they die. You would like the finances. You would like to see you being able to go. I will put it on my prayer list here in the U.S. as well. All right? And I'm going to tell you now, you will go. You will
go.
And I want you to know that in your heart so you can start pulling the energy. Okay, baby?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I got a few seconds, minutes later. Can I try to squeeze in one more caller here? Hans has been waiting a really long time, I think close to the whole show. Sherry in California, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure. Hi, Sherry. How can I help you, dear?
Yes. I really want to know when I will have serious relationship related to marriage. Anything you can pick up on this gentleman?
Do you want this relationship, dear?
I'm sorry?
Do you want the relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this someone you're married to?
I'm sorry?
Is this person... See, the same thing is happening to me, Michael. It's breaking up. It must be my end, not your end. Can you interpret the question for me, please?
Is this your relationship you're talking about, caller?
I don't have any relationship. I just want to know when I will have my serious relationship.
Oh, okay, thank you. Now I can, now it's not your fault, dear, it's my fault. I'm in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. I'm using the lines here. Not just yet, Sherry, but it is on the way. It's not years away, but it's a good 9 to 10 months. But you should be able to pick up the energy of the incoming relationship before spring. All right?
Oh, you mean that I will get the person before
yes,
the spring?
Yes, that's correct. Yes,
then
I
will, have a serious relationship with this person.
Yes, you will. You're not going to stay alone, sweetheart. All right.
Oh, all right. Okay, I got
all right,
you.
Honey.
So, can you pick up anything on this gentleman?
Just someone that your heart already knows. Your soul will recognize this person when you meet him. And you will get an offer of commitment from this person. That normally means a marriage, dear.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes.
That's good
all
news.
All right, now believe that.
okay. Believe, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. Well, Hans, that wraps up another show here. I've thoroughly enjoyed it as the other one.
Well, I was very happy to be with you, and you have such wonderful people. I know that they are served very much by you, and I thank you for having me on, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, thanks again, Hans, so much. Have a great rest of the night. So.
Thank you. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, that was Hans Christian King. Please check out his website, hansking.com. hansking.com. Please check out his website. For private readings, all of his classes are there. Please send him some emails of love and thanks for coming on tonight. 2 hours he took from his own time to be with us. So that's the energy exchange we're supposed to be doing. So I hope you'll do that tonight before you go to bed. This is not the end of Journey into the Light tonight. We got another 2 hours coming your way with psychic medium paranormal investigator Sharon Pugh. Will be joining us here on the next show. So you've got to click on the next show. If you're holding on the phones, please call back after the top of the hour once our new show starts, and we'll be taking your calls, as Sharon's a great psychic medium, paranormal investigator. And remember to tune in for Hans King, as he's my guest each Monday here on Journey into the Light. Thoroughly enjoyed that very much. So what we're going to do here is see you guys, as I say, on the other side, meaning the other side of the top of the hour. So we'll see you on the next show. Everybody out there, take care. We'll see you then.
My love, here I stand before you. I am yours now. From this moment on, take my hand. Only you can stop me shaking. We'll share forever. This I promise you. And when I look in your eyes, all of my life is before me. And I'm not running anymore, 'cause I already know I'm home. With every my love, I can feel your heartbeat as we dance.